Welcome to this Real Japan Guide audio summary. We are AI hosts with a quick plan for staying more comfortable during a hot, humid day in Japan. This is general travel information, not medical advice.
Japan's summer can feel tougher than the thermometer suggests. Humidity, direct sun, station stairs, crowds, and luggage add up. One measure worth knowing is WBGT, wet bulb globe temperature, a heat stress index used by Japan's Ministry of the Environment. Its guideline labels 25 to under 28 warning, 28 to under 31 severe warning, and 31 or above danger. Check the current official information for your location.
Here is the quick answer from the guide. If you simply feel too hot, start with a cold drink, shade, and a short indoor break. For the next few hours, a few small items can improve comfort, but cooling goods are not treatment. They do not replace rest, fluids, or getting out of the heat when your body feels wrong.
Start with a 15-minute cooling kit, a cold drink, cooling body wipes, a small towel, a portable fan for extended outdoor time, and sun protection such as a cap, folding UV umbrella, or light layer. Keep it in an outside pocket. Gear at the bottom of a suitcase cannot help on a hot platform.
Where should you shop? A convenience store, a konbini, is usually the fastest stop for a drink, wipes, a towel, sunscreen, and seasonal items. A drugstore gives you more choice. A 100 yen shop can work for simple accessories. Don Quixote and variety shops often gather fans, neck coolers, towels, sprays, and travel gadgets in one place.
Choose by how you will use the item. Many body wipes remove sweat, and some have a cooling feel, but formulas and permitted body areas vary. Follow the package. Do not assume a body product is suitable for your face, eyes, lips, or irritated skin. Bin used sheets, or seal them in a small bag until you find a bin.
Cooling sprays and mists also vary. Some are for clothes, some for skin, and some have another specific use. Follow the label, including warnings about skin, fabric, fire, ventilation, and storage. Do not put a clothes-only spray directly on skin, and do not spray around other people in a train, restaurant, museum, shrine, or shop. Step aside outdoors, or use it in a well-ventilated private space if the label permits.
Portable fans differ, so check the model's connector, cable, supported charger, guard, and instructions. A neck cooling ring is hands-free, but products differ in how they are cooled, used, and stored. Follow its package, too. Both are comfort tools. A fan by itself is not a heat safety plan.
For a towel sold as water-activated, use it exactly as labeled. The guide's basic method is to wet it, wring it well, and keep a pouch for the damp towel. A normal towel or tenugui can also be used with cool water. Umbrella specifications vary too, so check the UV and sun or rain labeling. Close it in packed crowds and narrow spaces where it could hit someone.
Cold drinks are easy to find, but buy before you become desperate. A sports drink is a general beverage category. An oral rehydration solution is different. Official product labeling describes it for mild to moderate dehydration, including dehydration linked to heavy sweating or heat illness. Follow the package and professional guidance, especially if a clinician has restricted your fluid or sodium intake. Only take fluids if you can drink safely. If symptoms worsen to the emergency signs we will cover, call 119.
Match the kit to the day. For Tokyo or Osaka walks, wipes, towel, fan, drink, and a sun umbrella for exposed routes. For festivals, save your return route. For a long queue, neck ring, fan, sun protection, an appropriate drink, and indoor breaks. With luggage, towel, drink, wipes, and luggage storage if you are early.
The strongest plan B is knowing where you can stop. Save your hotel, Airbnb, Minpaku or apartment, the nearest station, a realistic train or taxi return, access details, and one air-conditioned rest stop. Some municipalities also have designated cooling shelters, but locations, opening times, access rules, and local information vary. Check the municipality's current details. The practical goal is simple. Know one cool indoor place before you need it.
And here's the safety line. If someone cannot drink on their own, cannot respond normally, cannot move because of severe weakness, has convulsions, or seems seriously ill, call 119 immediately. Move them to a cooler place and ask nearby staff or another person for help while following emergency instructions. Give fluids only if the person can drink safely. Do not delay the call to make them drink. In Japan, 119 is the number for an ambulance and fire.
The article links to JNTO's official guide for travelers who feel ill. It can help you search for medical institutions and find the Japan Visitor Hotline. Save that official page before your trip when you have time to read it calmly.
Your useful next action is three steps. Save the official medical guide and your accommodation details. Before your first long outdoor route, buy the small cooling kit. Then, give yourself permission to shorten the day early. The full article, shopping details, and official links are on Real Japan Guide.
Stay comfortable. Keep a clear plan B, and remember, the itinerary is optional. Your safety is not.